Yes.
And Ed Hall gave me the money. Just here, my organ, here's my money. Night come and camp, build a fire and get out there, you know, and tie up your team, feed it. Throw your quilt down on the ground up against a pine. Lie down there. Well, you couldn't do that now. It's dangerous. You couldn't do it. Maybe I'd have $400 or $500 of people's money. But now, if they know you had $20 on you, they'd...
do you?
Yeah, it would.
Yeah, that's rough. What about, have you ever traveled around very much, or have you stayed close to home?
I've been around pretty well close to home. I was down in Lucedale, Mississippi last Saturday. Saturday we'd go. I got some people, my mother's people, mostly down in that part of the country. It's down in George County, Mississippi. Mm-hmm. Some of the family is having a reunion in the cold, and I went down there. My nephew done the driving. The doctor don't want me to drive on a long distance much. He don't want me to hold my arms up. Since I had that trouble.
Yes, sir. I see.
And I'm going back down there in a few days. Something don't happen. But I don't stay away from home at night. When night comes, I've got to be in my hole.
In your hole?
Yeah.
yeah, I know what you mean.
I can't see. Now, if I know we wasn't going to meet nobody, I could drive by my car light, but that other light, it just...
Mm. It kind of blinds you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I see. Yeah. Oh, I meant to ask you, when we were talking about those names that people would call country people, you ever heard somebody say, well, he's just an old country Hoosier?
Yeah, I've heard them say that, old Hoosier, old country Hoosier.
Mm. Would that be a...
Well, I've seen two old fellas meet up, you know, that hadn't saw one another in a pretty good while, and maybe old fellas run up, hey, old country, who are you? Ain't seen you. Long time no see you.
Right, yeah, I see. Did, you know, if a colored man got mad at a white man, you know, if they got in an argument, you ever heard one say something to the white man, you know, like something that would be insulting?
Well, not much of that, because I never was around a whole lot of them. We didn't have none of them right here. I never did work them much. I worked a few my time. Saw me up there in the edge of Butler one time, a while, and I had to work a few. Mm-hmm. It's short-handed, but I didn't go on when I could help. I just didn't fool them.
Okay.
I got all the old niggas around that knows me and all. I not got any of them among them. I don't reckon. Mm-hmm. I told some of them the other day that, well, I stay here by myself. I said, I'd be glad for some of the old niggers I used to know to come by and talk with me. But they about played out, too.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I was wondering if you'd ever heard people around here ever use the expression, white trash.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, that means low-down kind of bunch. You know, there'd be families that'd be... Don't care for nothing, don't try to do nothing, do no way, hay starved, ragged. I guess a lot of folks call me that. I don't know, it don't make a difference.
How would people use that expression? How would they say it?
Oh, well, they're just a bunch of hard old white trash. Ain't nothing to them.
Mm. I see.
That's about all. Mm-hmm. Got to where the niggers call the white people honkies now.
To get a mad or?
No, I didn't talk about that. That's a honky, white folks. That's a honky.
Mm. I wonder where they got that.
I don't know.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, where was your father born, Mr.?
He was born right up here, about 3 miles from here, back up here, woods, funny woods. Now, my mother was born in Washington County, and I don't know right exactly.